The beef industry is breathing a collective sigh of relief today. Cattle futures rose on news that a possible case of mad cow disease proved negative. Still, there is anger about the way the Agriculture Department conducts tests and releases information about possible cases of mad cow disease. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
After the nation's first case of mad cow disease was discovered in Washington State last December, the USDA began screening many more cattle than ever before. So far, more than 120,000 cattle have been screened using a quick test that is sensitive, but which sometimes produces false positives. It's those false positives that are the problem. The USDA calls them inconclusive results and works as quickly as possible to either confirm or disprove them using a more sophisticated and reliable test conducted in a government lab. But waiting for the test results leaves producers and markets in the lurch for at least 4 days, and there are few things markets hate more than uncertainty. John McBride of the Livestock Marketing Association says the news last Thursday that an animal tested inconclusive for mad cow disease had a ripple effect.
Prices immediately took a drubbing, both the cash market and the cattle futures market. We had reports from our members who own auction markets across the country that that people who were bringing in their livestock for sale, say on Thursday, simply turned around and went home.
Cattle futures dropped the limit on Thursday, but have largely rebounded, especially since yesterday's news that the animal being tested did not have mad cow disease. Despite that, McBride is one of many in the cattle business who wonders why the government disrupts volatile markets by releasing information when it's not sure what the final results will be.
There is no consumer health benefit with an early announcement. The animal in question did not and will not enter the human food chain or even the livestock feed chain. And the downside of it, though, is that the biggest sector of American agriculture, and that is the livestock business, took a terrific hit from inconclusive test results.
This is the third time in the past year that the USDA has released inconclusive test results that have roiled the cattle markets. Kansas Livestock Commissioner George Teagarden sympathizes with producers, some of whom lost money last week, but believes the USDA is correct in how it's handling mad cow testing. Teagarden learned firsthand about the importance of releasing even preliminary information in 2002 when his department conducted an investigation at a cattle sale into a possible case of foot and mouth disease.
Observations around that market turned into the rumor that we had foot and mouth disease in Kansas, and that was not true, and it took us a lot of effort to try to dispute that rumor, and in the meantime, the markets had crashed and everything else had happened. And in the long run, the official word out front is better than rumors.
After the first two suspected cases, the USDA adopted measures aimed at reducing false positives. Montana Republican Senator Conrad Burns says after this incident, he believes the USDA may need to make more changes and plans to sit down with agency officials to discuss them.
And let's start really thinking about the impact that the USDA has on the industry and also the impact that it has on consumers, and then devise a way to handle this information that is honest and above board with our consumers, and also does not cause a panic in markets. I don't care if it's a 1 or 2 day blip. That's not satisfactory.
Many in the industry say eventually the markets will learn not to react to inconclusive results. Intensive screening for mad cow disease is expected to continue at least through the end of next year, so more false positives are all but inevitable. Greg Allen, NPR News.